KRLT 93.9 The Lake. Folks, live on the line right now, the proprietor of Taha Wellness Center, and the reason we have Tuesday's Toke Talk with CNH, Mr. Cody Bass, on the line right now. Good morning, my man.
Yeah, good morning, Howie. Doing well. It's such a beautiful day. Good day to be here in Tahoe.
Gorgeous.
And, man, oh, every day is a good day.
How was Mexico? Was it Mexico? You went to south of the border?
Yeah.
Yes.
I went down a couple weeks ago. It was amazing, man. It was such a good break. It was good to be back down in Mexico. And, it's good to be back home, though. I tell you what, man, living here in Tahoe, we're so blessed. Every day that we're here in Tahoe is such a good day.
You know what? I try to remind the listeners, because there's a lot listening in online, that this is a great place. I mean, I know I'm probably inviting people up here, but there's only so much housing. But it's a constant reminder that you should be happy with whatever predicament you're in, that you live up in this part of the world. It's just, I'd rather be here than anywhere else, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we have everything you could ever really want. And, you know, we got to remember that, and hopefully, I feel like this summer, you know, after what we saw last summer with the tourism and somewhat, you know, people just not really essentially respecting the land that we're living on. I hope this year we can turn that around, and I think we can. I have hope, most definitely.
Now you and I've been here about kind of close, and you know, time wise, and have you ever gone through a cycle where you actually at some point, maybe it was a low point in your life or whatever, or you lost a hat, that maybe you thought, was there any other place that crossed your mind? I bring this up because I almost chucked it all to live in Ketchikan, Alaska. I was offered a radio gig. There was a part of me was going, go to Ketchikan. But then I thought, man, if dating here sucks, it's going to be even worse than Ketchikan, you know?
So, you know, I had a somewhat of a similar experience when I was about 23. I actually did move and spent a lot of my summers up in Mendocino County, and still sometimes I have property there and go there. But it was because, you know, Tahoe at 23, I moved here when I was actually 17 when I got here, but turned 18. But then, you know, I went through those early years, like 21 to 23, in the beginning of drinking in Lakeside, you know.
Right.
I was a snowmaker, so I'd get off work. We'd go to Lakeside like 8 a.m. and stay there till almost 4, you know. Oh. Anyways, those kind of days. And so I'm like, I really had to take a little break.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, I never got rid of my house here, and it always, Tahoe pulls you back.
But, it does.
I'm so thankful, though, that I actually have always you know, maintain the place. And it's, again, I think so many people say this, and there's truth to it, that Tahoe's not for everybody. It spits a lot of people out, right back out, because it takes a certain type of person to be here. There's no doubt.
Oh, and you know what? I know this sounds all Pollyanna and stuff, but I've never felt such a community of family more than my actual family. God, I hope they're not listening in online. I've actually felt more of a kinship here than with my own blood, you know.
Yeah, and I would absolutely say the same thing. I mean, when I got here when I was 17, you know, I've lived more than half of my life here, and yes, the Tahoe and the community here is my family.
It is. It's completely.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely the truth.
It's wild. And you know what? It's fun to plus I put all the commercials out of the way so we get more time to chat. It's also that it really is that 3 degrees of separation, that everybody knows someone through somebody. The longer, you know, if you just stay alive long enough, you get to know everybody eventually.
Yeah, that's definitely. And, you know, the thing is, I feel like in Tahoe, all of us that are here, that are true locals living here, really have the same, you know, we want to protect the lake. We want to be in the outdoors. We all really live for the same great things. And it really brings a sense of just a great community, even though we have differences, which is what brings good debate and what gets us to the best, you know, the best solutions when we have challenges. We really have such a strong community of people that are like-minded and living for such good causes and good lives.
Oh,
so, man, we're blessed to be here.
It's weird. I never in a million years would think that I mean, I came up here all the time as a kid and everything. Back then, you know, the folks would drop us off, you know, at the arcade and leave us there for hours. Back then, they didn't rape and kidnap you, you know, so you could stay there for a long time. But it's weird. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would end up living here because the comedy brought me up here. And who would have guessed, you know, from what you were saying earlier, what your other gigs were, that you'd end up in this business that you're in now, up here in one of the best places on the planet?
You know, it's true. A lot of people ask me that, is like, could you ever have imagined that this is where, you know, and it was honestly in 1997 moving to Tahoe. No, I mean, you know, like the law Proposition 215 had passed a year before that in 1996.
Right.
Cannabis dispensaries were more or less non-existent. So there was like one in Berkeley. Dennis Perrone had, you know, the Cannabis Castle and the Castro in San Francisco. And that was really about it. So it's amazing, actually, kind of the transformation and the change in society and really that, you know, the change in policy. But it's, you know, it's kind of there's a musician, Peter Tosh, that said ganja is the healing of the nation. And it really is interesting right now to watch as cannabis is being freed up, not only for what we use it for, smoking and, you know, to basically to get high from, but also from the textiles that it's going to create, how it's going to shift industry and some of the ways that it really has solutions, environmental solutions that are going to heal the nation, are going to heal the earth. And it's just such an exciting time to be living through. And then to think back, like 21 years ago when we got to this town, man, I mean, the trouble you could get into in this town and the amount of undercover operations they had just against cannabis to see where we are today, 21 years later, it's remarkable. And it shows you, too, when something is wrong or when there is a policy that is wrong. I mean, this is why we've got to be so thankful for this democracy that we have, that the people have the opportunity and right and an ability to change things when they're not right. And here, this is testament to it, as so many other things, women's rights and civil rights on all sorts of levels. But this is just another example of it, and we got to be thankful for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and you kind of touched on it for me, was that just the mindset, how just not that long ago when you mentioned cannabis or marijuana, the mindset of where it's now, it's inclusion in society, whereas before you were just like that stoner guy over there that listens to Howie Show, you know, so.
Yeah, it was that long ago, man. I mean, it's kind of wild. That stigma, again, it's like 5 years ago even, was relevant in certain circles. I mean, I think I know somebody that just moved back from three states away that still may look at me that way. But any which way, that was not too long ago that was the way it was, you know?
It is. It's become so mainstream, even though that sounds like, oh no, did you sell out? No, it's become part of the almost of the curriculum. You being on the show with these segments, I'm now getting into making recipes with the samples of this organics, the oil that you've given me to add into like making with brown rice and zucchini and stuff. I'm experimenting. Granted, I got a little too high. I tried to smoke the zucchini, but the idea that I can cut it up and make it into a meal is kind of, it's just different for me. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the whole thing about it. I think that people, of course, stereotype it as something that only you smoke. And, you know, some people still have almost this reefer madness mentality around it. But if they'll come in and get their mind around all the different delivery forms and how analytically tested it is, and the fact that we always will have the dosage of what you're going to be using. So today, actually, I brought in a company that's named Clarify. The company is named Clarify because they make whole plant ghee butter. And if you're familiar with ghee butter, it's butter like out of India. And they have essentially removed the fats and a lot of the whole fats out of the milk to make the butter. And it's a more of a nuttier flavor, and it's really a kind of a healthier butter. But either way, so this company makes this ghee butter, and you buy 1,000 milligram tub of it, but an eighth of a teaspoon is 10 milligrams. And so when you're using it to cook, you know, you can add that to 10 milligrams, and it's essentially, you can replace it with anything that you would be adding butter to in a recipe, and your recipe will become medicated after that. And so, you know, you need to follow and definitely make sure that you're following the eighth of a teaspoon, and start very small always with, you know, we even recommend somebody that hasn't tried it, start with like a 16th of a teaspoon, 5 milligrams, to make sure that you're not going to have, you know, to to make sure you're going to really be comfortable with the effect.
Right.
But it's amazing because, you know, just like the oil that we talked about a few weeks ago, the butter also becomes an alternative to, you know, or just in that you replace it with butter in your recipes, and you can add it to most any recipe that you already have.
Wow. See, now I'm just making mental notes of all this. And okay, I know I don't get invited to the focus groups for not just you, but other organizations as well. But have you thought of having the honchos at Whole Foods go, hey, we need a TWC aisle down here at our store?
Well, you know, there will most likely become a day that exists.
Right now, the regulations
in California prohibit it. So now the supply chain is so controlled,
right.
I mean, it's more controlled than plutonium, unbelievably. But and it's more tested than anything that we put in our bodies. I mean, it's unbelievable. And in a way, some of that stuff is great.
Right.
The testing and, you know, some of the regulation, without a doubt, you know, went way beyond. I think the fact that, you know, when it was being looked at and regulated, they see it as the Schedule I substance, and it's so harmful and dangerous, and so they regulated it in that way. So the next 5 years, 10 years, we'll see these things kind of roll back and relax as they should, because clearly this isn't a dangerous, as dangerous as plutonium, right?
But the shelf life is long. It's like,
yeah, right.
It's like 232 years for plutonium. Oh my God.
Yeah, definitely. it's wild.
I'm wondering now if you're like in the right place at the right time is all this new science, and a lot of it is science. Let's be honest; it's not just growing some herb in the backyard and watching chipmunks get high. But I mean, it's interesting because it's still at its infancy level, and you're still finding out stuff. And you've had various speakers from all walks of life talk about either their experiences, or they've come up with, you know, patent approved, and all that FDA stuff that you've added into your into your shelves there over at TWC that's become part of the curriculum.
Yeah, I mean, the supply chain and as far as just kind of the you know, amount of products becoming available and new companies that are innovating with all sorts of new techniques to, as far as the delivery goes, I mean, it's endless in a lot of sense. And yeah, but, you know, there's no doubt companies are trying to build major IP, in the space, because again, This is the most, I would say it's the largest homegrown, you know, in the United States of America industry since the computer, without a doubt. And when you look at parts of it, I mean, it's as big as the computer in certain ways because of it being a consumable and, the fact that it is a medicine as well. I mean, there's many aspects. So when you look at this as an industry, it's kind of hard to grasp the whole market. It really is.
Man, you know what I'm wondering if, okay, there's a couple things, again, going back to the focus group, is because of your knowledge of all this stuff, I'm surprised, A, you haven't been asked to be some type of a part-time professor in nutrition, alternative nutrition. No, I'm dead serious. And then I'm wondering, too, going back at the university level, or maybe even our own colleges here locally on the north end of the lake and down here at LTCC, if there's now been a big move teaching this along with organic things that you could actually get a degree in of a nutritional nature, that seems like it would fall right into the line of work you're doing.
Well, you know, you're starting to see universities absolutely add, you know, cannabis curriculum in different sectors of degrees throughout the country. Starting first with law, I would say, is like, you know, the University of UC Hastings, I think is what it is, Hastings is what it is.
Hastings,
in San Francisco. Right. They were the first kind of law school. Then you saw Berkeley Law do it.
Oh, right.
And so now you're going to probably in the next, I would say over the next few years, you'll really start to see like full degrees in cannabis, without a doubt.
Sure.
And yeah, I've been on panels. I've actually given
lectures,
you know, panel discussions that lawyers got CLE credits for because of my expertise in running dispensaries and tax law.
Right.
And so like I was given, even though I'm not a lawyer, I'm an expert in the field. And so, yeah, as time goes on, and again, you know, that's, right now I'm really tied down to Tahoe, but as the future moves on, definitely I'm all about teaching people knowledge. You know, it's what it's all about in life.
Yeah,
each one teach one.
You're a consultant in a very specified niche field. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, cool. So one other thing I wanted to bring before we get to the this next great item that I know you're going to really like. In news this week, which I thought was really relevant and awesome, so the state of Alabama, which is just mind-blowing to me, actually the legislature approved medical cannabis, which for us, I mean, in the cannabis movement, that is like massive news. A, because, you know, Jeff Sessions, which was the attorney general, but also the senator of Alabama, is one of the most, you know, avid opponents of cannabis and drug laws. You know, he was a drug warrior, we call him. He's just one of the people that really pushed these policies early on.
Right.
And so for the legislature of Alabama to pass medical cannabis is just a huge victory and shows really where we're heading, with the issue. So anyways, I thought that was a really relevant.
Well, before you infuse anything else, look at John Boehner. John Boehner, who was once speaker on the Republicans, he's now involved in the cannabis industry as well. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, honestly, this is, I would say, like the biggest bipartisan issue
that
there is.
Yeah.
We have both, I mean, we almost, in certain aspects, can get more support from Republicans on the issue, mainly because of how pro-business, free market, small regulate, they don't want to over-regulate things. And so in a certain sense, the Republicans can be better on the issue if I in a certain way. However, reason the Democrats have supported this so much farther and longer, and we would nowhere close be here if it weren't for them. But now that the issue, what it is once somebody says, wait, this is no different than alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get that's as simple as it is for a lot of people and Republicans, I would say. And once that comes true to them, they immediately say, wait, and it's good for business. And at that point, it's over, So it's a great thing. I mean, I think it's one of the coolest issues to be
that
bipartisan.
Is so cool,
and we need an issue because, I mean, come on, we need to come together.
I know,
a great thing to come together on.
I can't think of a better way to break bread and a joint at a table than to bring the country together.
Yes.
That's right.
Definitely. Well, cool. So I'll get on to the next one, which I know you're going to love this one. So, there's a company called Stoned Age Edible Company, and they make cannabis-infused beef jerky links.
Whoa!
It's all grass-fed beef. It's the total package, 100 milligrams of THC. Each link is 10 milligrams of THC and 10 grams of protein. So you're getting protein and THC. So if you're going on a hike and, you need a little snack for your hike, you can also get stoned as you're having your snack. So anyways, come check them out. They're actually on sale this week they're great. You definitely come by today and we'll send you with a whole package so you can have a great hike next time you go.
I go really good with product placement. I like I told you, after I'm done interviewing Karina for tomorrow's show, I will jam right over there. Will you be there? You'll be down there?
Yeah, I'll be down here all day.
Beef jerky. Now, do they come in different flavors, like a teriyaki cannabis or whatever?
Yeah, they do. They have original teriyaki and spicy. Yep.
Oh, my God.
They're great.
And
then the other thing is on Friday from 4 to 7, the company Clarified that I was talking about that does the butter, they're going to be doing an in-store demo. So if you want to come and meet them, if you want to come talk to them about recipes, about all of their products, they also make cookies that we carry. So they'll be there 4 to 7 on Friday.
Oh, man. Okay, and you know what? If you want, text to remind me that on that morning show, because Friday's shows are really popular because Ricky's down here giving money away. So let's make it a twofer. That'll be great.
Yeah, man, definitely. Thank you, Howie.
Man. All right, hey, Cody, thanks for another session of Toke Talk with CNH. We have to find some talented individual out there who can come up with a logo that says, hey, it's Toke Talk with CNH every Tuesday.
Yes, nice. I'll work on that. Sounds like a good plan.
Hey, I'll trade you jerky.
I'll see you here in a little bit.
All right, buddy.
Jerky ready for you.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. See you. Bye, Cody.